on this week's episode, join us as we celebrate our 10-year friendiversary.
Wow, I cannot believe it's been that long. We talk about how we met, how our friendship has evolved, all of the things that led to this pod. So stick around. Hello and welcome to Rare with Flair,
the podcast where two best friends with the same rare disease are out here living our best lives. I'm your host, Casey.
And I'm your host, Cassandra. I'm really excited about this.
Yes. I'm excited about this ep, too. It's a momentous occasion, really. I mean, there's no other way to swing it. It's a big deal.
It is.
You know, we've done podiversaries, like anniversaries of our podcast, but this is of our friendship. 10 years!
Wow. I think it has technically passed, like, the exact date. I'm really excited. We're gonna go through all of the ways that our friendship has grown and changed, and I can't wait, and I think it's just so special that we've gotten to know each other, at least, for this long of a period of time.
Yeah.
Feels very significant. Yeah.
We really, you know, a lot of people are talking about the Taylor Swift eras because the movie came out on Disney Plus today as we're recording this, actually.
Yes, oh my gosh.
And I feel like I've seen you through many eras, you know?
So true.
I feel like in 10 years, we've seen each other through many different eras.
Oh, yeah.
Of our lives.
And it's funny because, like, I feel like we have kind of outside perspectives on each other's, like, eras, which sometimes isn't the whole picture, but sometimes is good because you get, like, a zoomed out view when your friend describes a period of your life. You're like, yeah, it really was like that, wasn't it?
Yes, right, absolutely. Before we jump into the ep, how have you been? I mean, we always do this little how have you been moment.
Yeah, I've been good. I'm preparing to leave town because next week, when this is up, I'm going to be at the CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. I'm really excited about it. I'm going for work, and I got to go last year, and it was so fun, and I learned so much, and I talked to so many people, so I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like I'm finally, like, at a place, because every time you leave town, everything always piles up, so I'm finally at a place where I'm like, okay, I'm starting to finally gear up for it, but it's going to be great. But how have you been?
Yay. I'm really excited for you. I'm excited to hear all the crazy stories. Like, I feel like whenever it's something like this, a big trip like this, we always come back with a lot of good stories for each other. So I'm excited for that. I've been good. I've been having fun. I talked about this in the last episode, but I never gave an update. I've been having fun watercolor painting.
Oh, yes.
It's been a fun little hobby. It's very relaxing. You kind of zone out while you're doing it, you know?
So
like,
nice.
It's just a nice little zone out moment. So that's been really fun. And
I really liked the stuff that she's made so far. It's like, it's not like publicly shared, but she'll periodically text me something that she's made. And I really like it. It feels cozy and serene the way it's meant to be, I think, because it's like a meditative activity.
Yeah, like that's nice. Yeah, you're the only person I've sent pictures to.
I'm honored.
So it's fun. It's fun. It's definitely not going to be like on the internet, but it's a fun thing to do. Life has been pretty good. I had a friend come in town, and she has a baby now, she stayed with me and got to, you know, do more quality time with her baby. But it was fun because when he went to bed, we could just, like, chill out together and stuff because he's a good sleeper. So we were eating gummy worms together late into the night, and I thought of you because Cassandra introduced me to the best brand of gummies in the world. And now I'm going to go blank on after that build-up.
They're called Albanese. A-L-B-A-N-E-S-E. And I think they're, like, local to Indiana. I'm in Ohio, so it's, like, somewhat close.
Yes.
But you can get them online, too, if you can't find them in a store local to you. But, like, oh my gosh, they're so good. I'm really picky about sour candy. I love, like, sour gummy candy. But it has to, for me, it's got to, like, stay sour. Like, I don't like Sour Patch Kids because I don't like the texture, and it's too sweet.
I don't like the texture. No.
I don't like the texture.
I don't like them.
It's too licorice-y.
And they quite literally sell bags half as big as your body, you know, these like gigantic bags. Oh my God. I recommend, the sour bears are the very best.
The sour bears are so good. And they have like 12 flavors in this one bag.
Yeah, so many flavors. I can't get over it. I am just beside myself about this. I had a bag and I shared them with my friend. And then I bought another bag promptly as she left. So I didn't run out. So
that's important.
Got to keep stocked on the bears and on the Cheez-Its. Those are the two things that keep us.
And these are two things that I have very little self-control with.
Say it. They're like two of our very favorites, which is like a bonding of our friendship.
Well, Casey introduced me to the Cheez-It Puffs. Oh my gosh,
you guys.
I love cheese puffs. They are the best.
They are the white cheddar Cheez-It puffs. I'm telling you, run, don't walk.
If you like cheese puffs, like, this is so your thing.
They melt in your mouth. Melt. I have them downstairs. I really want to.
I have those and it maybe lasts for a day or two. Like, I inhale that whole thing. It's so good.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. I was having some food allergy testing done today and I'm officially not allergic to cheese. And those were one of the first things I thought of when I was like,
I cannot sacrifice the puffs.
I can still have my cheese and puffs. You guys, they're so. So like, go do yourself a favor, buy yourself some white cheddar Cheez-It puffs and some Albanese sour bears. It's a very random combo, but it really is something that keeps us both powered through
alive.
The day.
I know. It's like your guilty pleasure junk food. Like, oh, that's it. Like, if that's we're ever hanging out, those things are probably present.
Those are present. Like, you know the America runs on Dunkin' thing? It's like Case and Cass run on these foods.
These snacks.
It's very good.
Cheese puffs and gummies.
Cheese puffs and gummies. I mean, chocolate's my number one, but we don't have to get too into the weeds about it. Those are the ones
and you
that
can keep
us.
Chocolate. Like, I don't dislike chocolate, but I don't crave it the way you do.
Oh my gosh.
I like fruit. I like fruity candy. I like Skittles and that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, speaking of friendship and the foods that bond it together.
Yes.
We're going to talk about our friendship of 10 years.
Wow.
Which was in March of 2014 is when we met.
When it all began. So
where it all began.
We've told the story on our very first episode, but it is episode 89. So, you know, we're probably just going to dip back into that a little bit and talk about, you know, how, I don't know. There's so many things that have grown and changed. Do you have any, like, overarching thoughts about
our
friendship?
I do. I was thinking about this, like, 2 days ago, it hit me, and I was like, I need to say this on the pod. You and I, ever since we started the pod, have pretty much been talking, like, very consistently. Mm-hmm. And because it's been a while, I really do think I take for granted having a person with my disability to talk to, like, almost all the time.
I know.
Or, like, at any time. Because I've noticed it really does, like, weave itself throughout our conversations in a very natural way. And it's definitely not the main focus. We talk about everything in our lives and every interest we have and everything we're doing. But it is such a natural thing to come up. And with other friends, I will talk about it, but very sparingly. Like, it'll come up when I want to bring it up. But with you, it just naturally appears in conversation, whether it's you or me. And we don't have to, like, feel like, oh, is this weird to bring up? Or should I bring this up? Or, like, they're not going to understand. And maybe I shouldn't talk about this. And, like, we just bring it up. And I do think I take that for granted. Like, I don't. I think because we've been talking regularly for so many years that I don't realize, like, how great that is to be able to talk about my disability so freely all the time.
Yeah.
And so that was just something I wanted to say before we, like, really jump in.
Yeah, I agree. I totally. Yeah. And to have, like, a sounding board of someone who experiences life in a very similar way to you. I mean, and we're different people. We have different interests. Yeah. We have different personalities. We've talked about that a lot. But, like, just to be like, okay, I'm going to do this thing with, like, a new group of people. Like, what would you do?
Yep.
And having that, like, we do that a lot, actually.
A lot.
And And like you said, it's not all we talk about. And I think, and we'll get into this, I think, a little later. At first, it probably was more the way that we would relate. Yep. Because it was the thing that we absolutely knew that we had in common.
Yep.
But now that we know and have so many more shared interests, it's still very much there and very much a part of our relationship, though.
Yeah.
And, like, even, like, health things that, you know, either of us has dealt with, but the other one hasn't. It's not necessarily that we only talk about our shared experiences.
Yes, that's true,
too. We still get it. Like, we, even though we've never experienced that thing, we get the chronic health journey that it's hard to talk about with people because they don't fully understand that, like, I'm not completely, like, well, but I'm also not super sick either.
That's so true. That's also so true because I think I talk about my health history with you, like, way more than anyone else. Like, oh, and very much.
And, like, very much in depth, same.
In depth. Like, in depth. Like, hey, I went to this appointment today and here was everything I learned in an hour-long, like, summary. But, like, you also understand it. Like, you understand medical stuff, yeah. So I don't have to, like, be like, this is what a PPI is. Like, you just know what that means.
Defining so, terms. And,
like, yeah. I feel like that's what half the battle is with other people, is just, like, spending hours defining what I'm trying to even talk about. And then, and then you feel like a burden. Like, oh, maybe they don't want to hear all this. But with you, I'm like, here's the gist. And, like, I literally give you... And you do for, I mean, we do for each other, like,
and we joke back and forth. We're like, sorry if this is TMI. We're like, wait, what were we saying? This, no way this is TMI.
Could it be? Could it be us? Nope, could it be? I was gonna, there was something else that you said that I was gonna say. No, it left me. But pretty much, yes.
It's really special, and I think, I think you said it before in a different episode where... Just because someone has the same disability as you doesn't mean a lot of things, right? It doesn't mean that they feel the same way about their disabilities. It also doesn't mean that they are as willing to talk about it.
Yes.
And, like, you know, even within that, we still have some, like, different ways of approaching and viewing things. But overall, yes. We see... Like, we're very kind of eye-to-eye in that way. But yeah, also the fact that we share, like, actual interests that we have. I think that's, like, the perfect sweet spot that makes our relationship particularly special. And that I really appreciate having.
Yeah, and we'll get into that, too. Like, our shared interests and how we discovered that with each other. But, yeah, no, I totally agree. I think it goes to show that, like... Chronic illness and disability, it never, I don't want to say it never gets easier, but it never stops. Like, it's always going to be there in your life, and we're always going to want to talk about it. And I think, yeah, you can find a friend with your same disability, but you almost have to find a friend with your same disability and someone that sees eye to eye with you about said disability to find that sweet spot. And then the third thing is, like, you also share interest, and we have all three of those things, which is really exciting. Yeah. Because, like you said, you can find someone with your same disability and be very different people and not see the same way about it.
We know a lot of people with albinism and other handfuls of people with our same rare disease, Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome. And, you know, even being, like, a handful of years apart, which was more significant in the past, and again, we'll talk about that in a minute. Even still, I think it's the fact that we have, I would say, even from the beginning, we have a relatively healthy relationship with our disability. And I would find it really hard to think of someone else that I know in these communities that I feel like I could relate in the way that I relate with you.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't know. It's nice. It's special.
I agree. Oh, because it's facial. So
how we met, how it all began,
the origin story. you were 16, I was 21, I was. And I did the math just based on our ages now.
Yeah, minus 10, pretty easy.
16 and 21, like, if you feel that. You feel that gap
Oh, you feel that, yeah.
You feel that gap. But not in a way where I didn't want to be your friend. It was never like that. It was never like that. I always liked you.
Same. Yeah. So, like, we met in, like, the shuttle, basically, from LaGuardia Airport to the hotel that this conference is always held at in Long Island. And, it was just me and my mom going to, this was my very first HPS conference in 2014. I was, you know, really excited because by then I had already had and been diagnosed with the bowel disease associated with HPS. It's kind of like Crohn's disease. For a couple of years, and I just wanted to, like, up until that point, I think I'd only met one other person with Hermansky-Pudlak syndrome, despite having known that I had it pretty much my entire life up to that point. So I was really looking forward to it, and then lo and behold, me and my mom were in the shuttle with you and your mom.
And this was my third conference. It was my fourth year, but I had skipped one for a family wedding. So this was my third conference. And we've definitely, like, told this story before, but I was for some reason a little irritated with my mom. You know how it goes. And I love her. We're very close. But I remember being a little, like, irritated with her. And so I remember thinking, oh, I hope I didn't make a bad impression on Cassandra and her mom. And, you know, I mean, I think it was fine. I have good memories, though, in that shuttle, because I remember we kind of just right away started talking about medical things, like, instantly.
Well, and, you know, not to out your mom, but, like, your mom also has separately, like, her own medical history. Yeah. And so she's super, like, open and friendly. And so she just started talking about her life. And since we were already in the headspace of going to a conference to talk about medical stuff, we were like, oh, right, down for this. Let's go. It was so fast, and it felt like really, like, emotionally intimate really quickly, which was really cool. And yeah, I think you were just quieter, honestly. And I think maybe it was, I just assumed she was, I said this in our first episode too, I just assumed she was tired. I never thought any particular way of it. Yeah, we had been traveling
all day, so yeah. No, it wasn't. I think it was just in my own head. I was like, oh, I was maybe a little more grumpy than I would have liked to have been for our first ever meeting. Oh my gosh, how could I mess it up? but I do remember, like, really thinking you were really cool, and, like, I wish I could even remember more, because I feel like those first few years do kind of, like, blend together a bit.
They do. Because I remember that first night at the conference, there used to be this hotel bar in this hotel. It's changed a lot, but it's still the same hotel. And I remember, like, we were there for some kind of, like, young adult type mixer thing where they had appetizers and stuff, and we were, like, the first people there. So I remember, like I sat by Casey and I was like, okay, I, like, what am I? It felt like I'm on a first date and I'm nervous, like, I was like, I want to make a good impression, she's so cool and she's older and she's in college and, like, oh my gosh, she's so cool. And
that's so funny.
You were studying theater and I was like, wow, she's so artsy and neat, and, like, I remember, so, like, funny, trying to, like, see what we had in common, and I remember, like, talking about music, and I remember that we both liked Of Monsters and Men at the time.
Oh, we talked about that the first conference?
That was the first conference.
Did we talk about Of Monsters and Men there, though?
Like, we did.
Oh my gosh, I don't recall this.
Yeah. It was at Champions before everyone showed up, and I was, like, excited.
I feel like your memory might be fresher about it, not only because you have a great memory, but also because it was your first time. Like, I remember my first conference the best, because it was just so, like, I remember everything about my first HPS conference very well, but some of these middle ones, like, kind of go together. But one of the first things I remember about bonding with you was we loved Disney. And
yes,
I remember
they used to do a karaoke too.
Yes. And Frozen had just come out. Like 3 months before.
Right.
Or 4 months, but, you know, November of 13. And so I remember talking about that with you, and you, was it the first year or the second year you had an Elsa shirt, and I thought it was so cute.
It was the second year.
Okay, okay. I thought that was adorable, and we talked about Disney World, which will come up again in our lives and our friendship. But I remember that. Like, I do remember thinking, oh, this girl likes theme parks, she likes musicals or music, like, which is stuff that I like. You know, I'm not like on a very, very, very intense obsession level with Disney, but I definitely love it.
Not full on like Disney adults, but we like it.
But we love it. Yeah, I totally love it. I mean, how could I not? I love musicals and animation, and it's both. Come on. And I love theme parks. It's all of it. It's how all endearing. Everything I like. So yeah, I remember that about you, but that was the second conference you wore. You wore like a really cute Disney top, and I thought it was really cute.
Also, like at these first conferences, I remember like you having like the cutest style. I remember you had this like cute pink tulle skirt one of the conferences with like a striped shirt. It was a really cute fit.
I remember. I know the one. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah. And I remember thinking the same about you. I really liked how you dressed. I thought you were super cute. I mean, we've always liked fashion, so we noticed each other's fashion. I remember talking about our rings, like looking at each other's rings we had on.
I remember that too.
Yeah, and your necklaces. You and your mom had the most adorable, like charm necklace. And my mom liked it so much that she bought them for us.
I remember that. So yeah, they were like, it was very like of its time. It was like this. Yes. Locket that you could buy little charms for. It was really cute.
It was really cute. It's still cute. I mean, like, I don't know if I have it anymore, but it's adorable. It's so cute.
I think I still have it, but
I still have it. I don't wear it really anymore.
I know, right? But it was very like 2014. So like
it was. You know, we gotta keep hip with the times.
I know, right? I remember in some of those earlier so like we only really would see each other at these HPS conferences. And then that same year that we met in 2014, we did see each other very briefly at the NOAA, the albinism conference. Like both of us, I think, had kind of a rough conference that year for independent reasons.
Yeah.
I was really, really like sick. My bowel disease was flaring really badly, and I had just like come out of the hospital in order to go to this conference.
Yeah.
But we took some pictures in those like early stages. Oh, I feel like it's gotta be the art for this episode has got to be one of those early pictures. Like, there's no way around it.
Yeah, that conference was weird because I was getting over really bad strep throat too right before went. And so anyway, it was a nice location though. It was in California. The weather was beautiful, but since Cassandra was in high school, she was doing the high school conference. And I was with the adult conference, so we saw each other maybe for just a split second, like, in passing, and we took a picture, and it's a cute picture, but, I do remember you at that conference, but we didn't do anything fun together, unfortunately.
Right, it was super brief, I was really focused on, like, graduating, because I was going to enter in my senior year, so it was focused on graduating, and I did help a lot in the conference in terms of, like, I did some panels for parents whose kids were also kind of in that stage, or they wanted to kind of get informed, but it was, we were in different worlds still.
Yep. And I think when you went to college, when you got out of college is when things really changed, but when you went to college, we got closer.
We did.
Because that's like, when we started really FaceTiming more, and you were feeling healthier because you were like getting treatment, going through surgery and stuff. So you were also more like available, you know?
Right. By the time that I was in college, I had already had surgery. So it was a lot easier to talk. And because I was, you know, independent on my own, I had more space to be able to just like call whoever I wanted.
Yes.
I remember, those early I don't remember the first time we FaceTimed.
I don't either. I will say, though, I did see you right after your surgery in person again in Nashville.
Yes, that's right.
We went to Nashville in 2015. Some research. I was there for, like, a day because we've told this story before. My nephew was born and I had to leave. But saw you there. And then, I don't remember the very first FaceTime, but I know, I remember there was an era where, like, every time we would FaceTime, we'd take a screenshot and be like, FaceTiming my girl. And it would always be 3 hours. Like, never less than 3 hours.
No.
And to be fair, do we ever talk less than 3 hours now?
No.
No.
And even though we talk like almost every day.
Yeah, and, literally, it's never less.
And then I think it was more like maybe a few times a year, like maybe quarterly.
I feel quarterly feels right. Like 4 times a year, we would FaceTime, and it would be a really long one. Like,
it'd be super long because we had so much to catch up on.
Oh yeah. And this was when I would say this is the time. Your freshman year of college was the time that we started to learn more things about each other that weren't just about like our health. Like mm-hmm. we started to talk more personally about like relationships, dating, mm-hmm. other friendships, what we were doing in school or what we were doing out of school. That's when we really started to talk about, yeah, that kind of like stuff. Life. And I remember life stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
And we got deeper with health topics too. Like we started kind of opening up more about some of the details of things that we were going through or had gone through, and started seeing some more commonality there. I'm trying to think. I think like after 2015, we both went through a big transitional period in 2016, and we also have mentioned this before. In 2016, around the same time, August, September, I got Romana, and you moved to New York, which was really significant for your 20s.
And I remember this era very vividly. I remember you texting me right when you got Romana. You, like, texted me before you posted about it publicly on social media. So we were, like, close enough where, especially because it was, like, a low-vision related thing you were going through with the guide dog training. Right. You weren't like keeping me updated on every little thing like you probably would these days, like if it happened again.
Would these days.
But you know, like you still were like texting me like sneak peek things that like not everyone was seeing, and I was really excited for you. And I did feel like we were both going on those journeys at the same time, and I felt like that was exciting. And I do vividly remember FaceTiming you while I was in New York. Like, I can see myself in my bedroom in New York, and I remember I had a roommate named Amelia, and she would always laugh her butt off every time we talked, because I would get so, I mean, she would only hear me, really. So, like, she would hear me getting so passionate about, like, this random guy on the street grabbed my arm today because I had a cane.
Oh, my gosh,
And this was when we really started, because you had a guide dog and I started fully using a cane full time in New York, this is when we really started bonding over the cane guide dog dynamic of social interaction. And that, I mean, we needed that outlet with each other because I had no one else to talk to. I used the cane every day and I went through weird experiences and I had no one else to talk to. So we needed each other in that era.
Oh, absolutely. And like, man, I remember so much. I think one of the times I remember talking to you was, it was really early on to when I had Romana, maybe the first couple months, and like the beginning stages of having like getting a guide dog, especially for the first time, could be really challenging. And I was pretty young. I was 19.
Yeah.
And I was still figuring out so much in general. And I remember talking to you. I was living in my sorority house when I got Romana, and I remember talking to you about, like, one of the first times she, like, got into something because I was in a really small room and I, like, was still learning, right? She's still a dog and I had left her, like, for, like, a football game or even, like, I think I walked out of the room to go get some, like, a snack and then came back. And she had gotten into something because she was, like, a two-year-old dog, of course, but I felt so, like, I felt so ashamed, and I remember talking to you, and you were really, like, reassuring, and it was really, like, nice to have that, and you were like, you know, just like, oh, it's okay, you know, it happens, like, you're doing the best you can, and it was really nice to hear that in a time where I was very unsure of what I was doing.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that conversation. That's so funny. I'm glad that, you know, I could reassure you a little bit, because I remember that, yeah. And you were doing great. I mean, it's overwhelming to get a guide dog.
It was hard.
You were doing great. Yeah.
And I loved, like, you were really on YouTube when you were in New York.
Oh, yeah. That was, like, when I was really, really uploading consistently for a minute there.
Yeah. Well, and you would do, like, these really great story times. And I remember, like, it felt so, like, cool but also weird watching your videos. Because I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's my friend. Like, I feel it felt cool because I was, like, I felt like I was supporting you. But I also felt like I got to learn things about you to ask for, like, the next time we would FaceTime.
Yeah. And I really did appreciate you during that time a lot because it could have been really isolating because we were both, like, coming into adulthood. And I think disability in adulthood is different than disability in high school and younger. It really is different. It's kind of, I don't want to say worse in some ways, but kind of.
Like, you have no one to shield you. Like, yeah, you're on your own, and the experiences you have are just you. So,
yeah, you're on your own, and you meet new people more. You have to disclose more. Like, yes. And it's just you to advocate for yourself. Like, it's just, it's different. It's different than going to school.
You're with your classmates, like, the entire year, and they might have questions at first, but they get used to you.
Yeah.
But you're out and about all the time and just, like, doing regular life stuff, like going to Starbucks and getting a drink, and you're just around more strangers than you ever were as a kid.
Yes, that's it. So when we were both going through that, that was new to both of us at that time. Like, you were in college. I was right out of it. Like, we were, like, learning together. And then when you graduated college, I had moved back to Memphis, and I was in my condo at the time. Yeah. And 2018-19 really sticks out to me, too, of our friendship. I remember a few things about that time. I don't want to skip too far ahead if, like, you had more to say about the other era.
No, I didn't. I'm thinking of a couple things, too.
I have a few. Here are two things that stand out in my mind. Number one, this was a big deal for me.
I think I know where you're going because I wrote that down.
Really? Do you know what is it?
Is it Steven Universe?
Yeah. Yes. Steven Universe was, like, the crux of... No, not really. I'm being dramatic. But in 2018, Steven Universe, it's a cartoon, and it's great. It's one of my favorite shows, but it's, like, definitely not for everyone. Like, I can think of a lot of people in my life that I would recommend that to, and it just wouldn't be their cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And I knew we had a lot in common, but I almost didn't know especially your television interests enough, or your television preferences enough to know if you would like that. And I remember recommending it to you and thinking, she'll probably watch, like, an episode and not like it very much, but that's okay. And I remember... You loved it, and that was, like, one of the moments where I was like, this girl gets me, and I get this girl.
Yeah, well, it was so cool, because I also, because that's the nature of a long-distance friendship, too, and because we related a lot in the space of our disability in a way that truly very, very few people could understand us, even other people with our disabilities. But, like, I didn't really know, I mean, we talked about life stuff, but I didn't even really know you super, like, as a whole person.
Yeah.
Because we would have just these, like, 3-hour FaceTimes every 3 or 4 months, and we didn't get to see each other in, like, the context of a normal day and see the kinds of foods we liked and shows we watched. And so I was really excited when you recommended something to me. I was like, oh, I feel like I get, a peek into her personality. Oh,
that's nice. Yeah.
And I really did love Steven Universe. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so... I felt like I had, like, such a different... view of you, because now I felt like we could relate in an even different way.
Yes. And I've always, I don't know, this is something about me just in general, I've always found that, like, when I can really relate with someone on an interest, it really, and I think this is true for anyone, but I've just noticed this in my own friendships, like, it really bonds me to that person more. So to have something to, like, talk with you about that wasn't disability related, like, we could talk about this show that we both loved, and, like, I had been trying to, like, make up my force my other friends to watch that show, and it wasn't going great. And, so, and when you did, I was so I felt so like great that not only did you watch it, but you liked it. And then I was like, oh my goodness, yeah, this like you know we have, I could tell we also had similar interests from that.
Yeah, well, and it was like spring of my senior year of college, and so I really wanted to, I mean, because I was kind of bored of classes and I wanted something that would be fun and entertaining. And it was, yeah. It was such a great watch. It was so wholesome and so special. And I loved that we had that. And I remember talking another time later that year, like in September, I'd gone to like a work event and I got a ride from a friend. And I was like, I gotta go home because I have to FaceTime my friend. This is really important. We don't get to talk very much. And I remember like talking his ear off about my friend that I had to FaceTime.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was my friend Anthony. And I was like, this is really important to me. We don't get to talk.
Aw, that's but, so nice. Yeah, from that same era of time in like 2018, 19, I remember a specific conversation we had where we shared really deeper things that weren't disability. Because I think, like, oftentimes, our disability stuff, like, went deep. Like, we were talking about, like, very deep, like, health traumas, okay? Like, you know, stuff like that. But we had never really gone deep about other topics outside of that before this personal moment life, that I can
family
really remember.
Family life, yeah.
Personal life. And I remember having this conversation. I can't pinpoint exactly when it was, but I know it was pre-pandemic. That we were having this conversation, and I was like, wow, we just, like, really opened up to each other on a different friendship level that we hadn't been on before. Like, do you remember what I'm kind of talking about?
I think it was that time, that September of 19. I remember, I think I was in my apartment by then, and it felt very, I don't know, I felt very, like, in sync, and... Yes. And it was exciting because it made me want to, like, reach out more often. I feel like that was probably the first time I was like, I want to talk to her again soon.
Yeah, for sure. And then, little did we know.
the pandemic.
Which, honestly, if it hadn't happened, we'd probably still be FaceTiming quarterly. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know.
I remember we talked a few more times, like, before, maybe once or twice more before the pandemic. I remember you were still working at the theater that you were working at at the time. And I remember you telling me about, like, A Christmas Carol, which, so it was, like, closer to Christmas time we talked again, I think.
Yeah, we were getting closer, for sure, because we were in, like, a more similar stage of life. You had graduated college. Yep.
We were both just single, independent, you know.
Yeah. We were definitely getting closer, but I think if our lives hadn't stopped and we had kept going in our busy schedules, like, who's to say? We wouldn't have started the pod. I really don't think we would have.
I don't think we would have started the pod. I wouldn't have.
The pod was the catalyst for us talking regularly, because I don't see how you go from that. I mean, we could have slowly transitioned from going from what we were doing to talking really regularly, but not as quick as what the pod did for us.
And the pandemic, truly, because with the pandemic, even before we decided to start the pod year, we talked a fair bit.
You're right. We did. You're right. That's a good point. We did.
It wasn't as often as when we started, but, like, we would text and FaceTime periodically more often. I remember, like, we had this, like, very infamous FaceTime in March. Where we were, no one was sure about what was going to happen. It was, like, it was really scary, especially for, like, the Hermansky-Podlak syndrome community, that a lot of us are, like, at risk and, you know, have compromised immunity for all kinds of reasons and are already kind of medically fragile. So we were, like, really nervous about what was going on, and, like, everyone was at the very beginning of the pandemic. But I remember, like, I felt just, like, super bonded to you.
Yeah, me too.
right after that call because I was like, okay, we've kind of, like, we got each other, especially when no one could see each other. I was like, okay, well, long-distance friendship felt as long-distance as any other friendship at that time.
Yes, it's so true. And, like, yeah, our conference had just been canceled. And it was one of the first things to be canceled. Obviously, everything got canceled, like, quickly after that. But our conference had been canceled. And, like, yeah, because we were in – because we are both not the most healthy people just because of our rare disease. And then because we are friends with so many immunocompromised and not healthy people because of our rare disease, we had an extra – we did have that extra level of bonding of, like – we were afraid for not only ourselves and each other, but our whole community we were really afraid for. And we call it an infamous conversation, and we laugh because we still talk about, we bring up that conversation fairly regularly of, like, remember when we, like, I mean, we laugh about it almost to cope with the fact that we, like, thought everyone we
we thought we were going to die. We thought people that we knew were going to die.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of people did die, to be fair, like, you know, but, I mean, not people we, I mean, like, in the pandemic in general, like, it still was very serious.
It was still really insignificant historically.
We just did not know what was going to happen. And so, that was a good bonding call. And that was before we had started the pod. But it was still, like, brought on by the pandemic. And we wouldn't have had these times. We would have been too busy, probably, honestly. We were both busy people.
We absolutely would have.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, being at home, having to be at home, working remotely, I mean, everyone's lives stopped, but we talked more, and since, again, everything was virtual, we were in more communication, and I remember us talking a good bit in, like, May and June, especially. So in May of that year, Case still was posting on YouTube periodically. So, like, we did, like, a little kind of interview. So she interviewed me for her channel. I know, right?
I mean, that was really the birth. That was the birth of the pod, really. And
it was.
I forget about that. I had her on in an interview style, like, format. And that was a big catalyst for the pod.
A lot of commenters said that we had, like, good energy together, which is actually really cool.
Yes. And before we get to, like, the origin of the pod, which we have talked about before, I have one other, like, memory. I remember, you're going to die. We've never talked about this. I remember the first voice memo I ever sent you, what it was about.
I don't remember.
Voice memos became a big part of our friendship, voice memo texts. And we FaceTime more often nowadays because we've been doing SharePlay for Adventure Time, the cartoon we're watching. But I remember the first voice memo I ever sent because I was kind of doing voice memos with some of my other friends. And the way I broke the ice of, like, just voice memo texting you is we were practicing for the virtual Noah choir that summer.
Yes! Oh my gosh, it's the most 2020 sentence you've ever said.
Yes, we were doing a virtual choir for Noah, and I remember we were talking over text about the harmony parts or whatever, you know, what we were doing.
Yes!
And I remember just being like, ah, this is taking too long. I'm gonna, like, memo you, and I, like, memo you some stuff about the choir. And then ever since then, we've been memoing, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it was so cool because, like, I had never really done that with anybody else, and I was like, oh, wow, it's kind of like we're on the phone, except we don't have to be on at the same time.
It's kind of weird, so, the memo, like, it's weird the first memo you send someone, because it's like, you're breaking the seal, like, it's like, are they gonna think this is weird?
Yeah, oh, well. Yeah, and, like, the first memo is always like, oh, sorry, I just, like, I feel like this will be, like, faster, like, sorry if this is weird for you.
yeah, but I remember it was about the choir, and I felt like I could get away with it because it was about the choir, and it wasn't me just being like, hey, what's up, girl, it was, like, actually me, like, explaining something, like, we were doing or whatever.
Something that you had to actually sing, too.
Probably, yeah. I don't remember exactly what I was saying, but, like, yeah. So, that's what's so funny. I think I was, I don't remember if I was singing or not, but I remember memoing you, and that's how that started. And that was right before the birth of the pod. You know, that was right around that time.
Yeah, and I remember, like, telling you about a lot of the little things that were happening at the time, because life was so slow in the pandemic in some ways.
Yeah.
And so every little thing was worth talking about, because I remember, like, I got a Switch, and I remember telling you about that, I think.
Oh,
and I remember, oh my gosh, I remember telling you about... There's something else that I was just thinking of, but, like, like, my grandpa died. I remember talking to you about that a little bit, too. It was wild.
And even still, we weren't, like, besties yet.
No, no. We were just getting a lot closer, lot quicker.
yes.
Fast-tracked from the pandemic. And
yes.
So in June of 2020, after we did that video, and it actually went really well, and we kind of shared that on social media.
Yeah.
So there was this opportunity at NOAA, the Organization for Albinism, and, like, it was something that we had both applied to. It ended up, like, not being, like, hugely important.
I got it,
and Casey didn't, and I know that you had really wanted it, and you had a lot of, like, good ideas for it, and I felt sad that you didn't get it, and I wanted to talk to you, like, to also just kind of, like, support you, because I was like, oh, that sucks, like.
Yeah, wasn't that the day, was that the very day that happened? Like, it was right at that time.
Because I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, you wanted to talk, because you knew I was sad. I was upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, fast forward, I got a job at NOAA, but, you know.
Yeah, right.
That's how life works, you know. But life can be surprising. But I was upset. It was, a volunteer position.
It was really disappointing, especially when, like, there was so little to look forward to.
That's why I was more crushed about it than I ever would have been, because I had nothing going for me at the time.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted it. And like we said, everything ended up working out. But at the time, I was pretty bummed, just because I was bored as heck and I wanted this.
Yeah.
And actually the fact that I didn't get that is what ended up getting me the job. Like, it's a long story, but it was kind of a cool story. But I remember you being really sweet about it though. And that day,
because
and, like,
it sucked, and I felt like in some ways you almost wanted it more than I did. It's not that I didn't, but, like, you wanted it more. And I was talking, and, like, we had already been talking pretty regularly at this point, and, like, you know, I was in the car when I heard about that whole thing, and I was talking to my mom, because in 2020 I was doing this thing where I would, like, stay at my apartment for, like, a week, and then stay with my parents for another week, just to mix things up since I lived by myself.
Yeah.
And I remember we were going back to my apartment, and she was, my mom was the one who was like, why don't, like, you and Casey, like, talk so well together, and you did that video, like, why don't you guys have a podcast? And I was like, ugh, that's a stupid idea, Mom.
Well, how did we, and it, what's really funny is I had already been thinking that separately. Like, I had already been thinking, we should do a podcast, but then I had the same knee-jerk reaction of, like, no, everybody has a podcast, nobody cares. So that's really, it was funny that we were both separately having those conversations. Cause I think maybe my mom had even said that. Like, I don't remember, but I remember I had thought it.
Yeah. My mom had said it. And I remember when we talked, I, like, mentioned it kind of as a joke.
Yeah.
And then you were like, oh my gosh, haha, same. I was thinking that too, but that would be dumb.
I vividly remember this conversation. It was kind of nighttime, and I was standing outside in my back patio.
I was on my futon in my apartment.
Yes, and I remember being like, well, I've actually been kind of thinking about that. But we still weren't like 100% serious, but then when we started talking about it, we're like, well, why not? It's the pandemic.
This could work. Like, what else do we really have going on right now?
But we do have a whole episode about that, of the origin of our pod. Was it the first anniversary or the second?
It was the first podiversary.
The first podiversary.
We kind of did, like, a whole behind the scenes of how we actually went about doing and creating the podcast. That was truly the start of our, like, I don't know, it really made us kind of become official, more official best friends. And yes. we talked, like, pretty much every day.
Every day, because not only were we bored in the pandemic, but we were building an entire show together. And, like, we've always mm-hmm. said this, like, once the pod got started, it's pretty easy to maintain. But starting it was a lot of work. It was a lot of yeah. work to... We had to get cover art. We had to get a website. We had to figure out a theme mm-hmm. song. We had to figure out how to edit it. We had to figure out how to build the whole everything.
How to publish it.
I mean, it was, and we wanted it to be good. And we had stipulations, like, for ourselves, like, about, yeah. you know, what the show had
the
to be.
The sound had to be decent. The and sound we had wanted, to be decent. You know,
we had to have a schedule.
We even needed a name.
We needed
right?
a name, like, yeah. And we didn't take these things lightly. Like, it wasn't like, oh, we came up with a name in 5 minutes. It was like, these things, we would spend hours talking about this stuff. Like, how to promote it and what to do on social yeah. media. I mean, it was just like, yeah. so much.
And because, again, a big part of that was because we didn't have a whole lot else to
yes.
do. We could really give it the time that it needed.
Yes.
And I think we were able to put something out that we were really proud of
yeah.
from the beginning. Like, of course, I think now in this podiversary, we went and, like, kind of did a live listen to our very first episode. Yeah. And we laughed about a lot of things. But I still think that even those first few episodes, as we were still finding our footing together, we still were putting out something that I still think is worth listening to.
Yep. Yep.
And I think because we both had the same vision for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We had the exact same vision for it. And we see disability a similar way. And we knew what we wanted it to be. And it was, and it is, and it still is. And we're really, you know, I feel like we almost take the show for granted, too, because it's such a staple part of our lives now. But we have made something really beautiful.
When I think of my hobbies, I forget that this is one of them, because it just...
I literally forget. I do, too. But it's so important to me. And, like, looking back at the backlog of episodes, look at what we've made. Like,
I know. Like,
it's insane. And I feel like even then... I think it was around episode 4 or 5. Something kind of personal was happening in your life at the time.
Yeah, so I broke up with someone I had been dating for a long time.
Go ahead.
And, like, no, I mean, it's been,
like, 4 years.
I was, like,
not gonna disclose.
No, it's been, like, 4 years. Yeah. But, like, I remember telling you about that because I was kind of going through it.
Yes.
And, like, I remember, like, that being vulnerable. And I remember telling you I was, like... You know, toward the end of that whole thing, I wasn't super, I don't know, I was kind of just dissatisfied in general, and I remember talking to you about it since we had been talking so regularly, but I remember it really felt like sharing vulnerably in that moment with you
yeah.
was also a big part of how we got closer.
Yes, because up until then... Our conversation had been mostly pod related of like, yeah. hey, what are we doing for this with the pod? What's it going to be called? What's the cover art? What's the thing? It had been really pod related. And when you came to me and you said it right before we started recording an episode of like, I'm about to break up with this person. And like, I remember even at that point, I felt really excited that you were sharing something like that with me. Not excited that it was happening, obviously, but
sure,
like
right.
we still at that point we weren't regularly like sharing those random like deep light. Not that it was random, but I don't know how to like say it. But you know what I mean. We still weren't right. sharing all of that, and I felt like that was the start of like actually mm-hmm. sharing our day to day lives,
yeah.
with each other,
yeah,
yeah.
And you were like really. Like, encouraging through that whole process, and I felt, because you were so, I didn't know how, I also didn't know how you would take it, but I figured, like, hey, you know, it was more because I wanted to, like, let you know, hey, I don't know if I'll be super
yes.
high energy when we record,
yes.
but because you were also, like, super supportive and very, like, there for me, as I was gonna do something that was pretty hard, like, and I remember you telling me, like, okay, you gotta watch Legally Blonde, like, And it was awesome, and it was the exact right thing to do, and I ate ice cream, and it was, like, because you encouraged me to do so.
I don't really remember saying that, but it's so something I wouldn't say, and now that you say it, I'm like, yeah, I do kind of remember that, but I would have never remembered that I said that. That's so fun. I do remember that now, though, because she throws the chocolates at the TV when Warner break up. Yeah, yeah, I remember that now.
And it was awesome, and I remember even talking about it, like, as I was still processing it after.
Yes.
And you were, like, super supportive, and then, like, sharing stuff from your life.
Yep.
And your experience that we hadn't fully gotten into before.
Yep.
It was really when we started opening up.
Yeah, that was it. That was the time. And then, ever since then, I mean, now it's been 4 years. And over these 4 years, right, we've seen each other in person outside of conferences. We went to Disney World, you came to visit, I'm coming to visit you, went to Pittsburgh, like, which was still medical, but, like, it was great.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was so awesome. I, like, think of it all the time. Yeah, like, we've done things outside. That was the first time we had ever been alone together, Pittsburgh, right? No, it was your birthday.
It was for your birthday. And we were joking about it beforehand because we talked about this in the episode that we did together while we were, like, with each other in person. And it was so fun. Like, that was such a really special week. And I loved being there for your 30th birthday. But, like, we kept joking that we were, like, camp friends because we had never been alone with each other, and we were like, what if we hate each other, like, but really
the first 10 minutes it did feel kind of, like, just trippy.
It was,
like,
so weird. It was weird.
Like, it never felt wrong, but it was just weird. Like, I felt like I was listening to a memo, but you were there, like, saying it.
So funny.
And it wasn't that we hadn't met in person, but we had never spent time without other people around ever. Isn't that weird? No. That's just so strange. Well,
It's so bizarre that we'd been friends for, what, how many years was that? Six years? No, it was 2022. It was 8 years. And we had never spent any alone time. Even when we went to Disney, we were each with our
families. I mean, we were in the dune buggy by ourselves. In the Haunted Mansion. But
that was it. That was the first moment.
Yeah, but it was. I'm pretty sure.
We should have known that it was meant to be when we were in the dune buggy together for the first time.
My favorite place to be.
But, like, it was still, like, it was so much more fun than I ever, like, thought it
would
be.
Yeah, it was so good.
To be so in your house and meet your friends and hang out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I loved
it. Play Nintendo. All the things. And I'm coming to visit you, and I'm just, like, so stoked. But it's funny because I'm going to be seeing you two times before that happens, which is crazy.
Which is we have two conferences.
But I am really looking forward to seeing you, though, in your house because I get to see your house in person. I get to, like, eat your baked good. You're going to make me, like, tarts.
baked good.
And, like, we're going to do so much fun things together. And I feel like that's needed is, like, you coming to my house and me coming to your house to, like, experience each other's hometowns. Like, that's, like...
And, like, that's the thing that we do miss out on being long-distance friends is that we don't really get to do life at all together.
No.
And we talk a lot, and we talk about, like, mundane things that happen in our days, but we don't get to really experience each other doing life. And for those brief moments, even though it's, like, still a little out of the norm because still someone's coming to visit you, it almost feels like we're kind of doing life together.
Yeah,
which is fun.
And I feel like we're not just talking. We're doing two actual activities, which is A, the podcast, and B, we watch cartoons. And those two things
that's
are
that's another,
like,
thing that's been really special.
That's been
our
a cornerstone for sure. But those two things make it like we're actually doing like hobbies together, like activities together.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the cartoons, I mean, we could go on and on about that, but like talk about a bonding experience because you're the only friend that likes every cartoon that I
like. And I remember we did that, what, 3 years ago? I remember I had just moved in to my house. So I remember we started with Steven Universe because
we watched it again.
You had introduced me and watched it together.
Yeah.
And I loved that we did that and continued to do that and are still yet continuing and don't really plan to ever stop watching cartoons together.
No, we're on like our eighth or ninth one at this point. We'll eventually...
And Adventure Time is such a long show. Long. We've been watching it since November. No,
we will eventually do another Case and Cast Cartoon Adventures, but like maybe in 3 years because Adventure Time is taking... So we're like halfway through and we've been watching it for like half a year, if that tells you anything. Like, we are only really on season... We are on season 5 of 10.
We're just about to finish season 5. Tonight, actually. Like double the length.
We're literally finishing it today. Tonight.
It was, like, double the length of all the other seasons. But, like, we get to share stuff like cartoons. We've recommended now shows to each other.
Oh, my gosh, so many
we've
shows.
Both independently watched and recommended and, like, enjoyed.
Yeah. At least
we,
10.
Because we...
Each.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we talk so much... We also really influence each other,
yes.
Even though we don't live with each other. Like, you know, you'll tell me about something new you tried.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, that's a good idea. And then I'll give it a shot, yep. Or vice versa.
Yes, we influence and recipes, music, hobbies, TV.
Music.
Music is
yeah,
another
you've
one.
Super opened me up
you
to, like,
me
artists
up.
That I...
What? You did. I've discovered so much from you.
It's been really special. And I think, like... I guess if there's any advice to give, if you've got a long-distance friend, I think the best thing you can do is be really intentional with each other and try to, like, really do something together as best as you can.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be watching TV or making a podcast, but,
and
like,
it doesn't
find
have to be, like, every day. Like,
to do.
Yeah, no. Every 2 months, do a craft night on Zoom. I've done that with people before, or, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Bake at the same time, or like that would be fun. We should do that.
Like, we really should. That'd be a blast.
Or like, I can paint while you bake or something.
Oh my gosh, it's like hobby day.
Hobby day. Wow. Oh my gosh, how fun. That would be great. I even though I do love baking too, so just not as much as
true.
You, of course. But yeah, no, that's yeah, and we like yeah, we influence each other all the time. Of like, I did this
so much.
Yeah, so that is that.
Or
has
like,
cool.
We'll talk about you know, we'll give each other like. Unsolicited friendship advice of like oh you really should get that checked out
yes.
At a doctor you know
yes.
Like
all the time
we're
yes.
Good influences in general trying to help each other take care of each other
yeah and we share a similar faith and that has been good
yeah.
Too and like you know we like I don't want to say
pray for each other
yeah exactly so I don't want to say like hold each other yeah. Accountable because that just sounds a little intense but like
aggressive yeah
or
no
aggressive.
But truly
but like you do you'll keep me in line you know and same like you know we'll tell each other like mm-hmm. Hey like I mean we've never really had to do that much but like I feel that we would which is
yeah
which is good
I think so
yeah
yeah but it's been such like a treat and a joy and like even as I like, talk to my mom about things that, you know, because I, like, we're both very close to our moms independently. And so, like, my mom will sometimes say things like, I am so glad that you have Casey in your life.
I know. Mine says the same thing. And I talk and about just, you an
like,
annoying amount. Like, it's annoying.
Oh, likewise. I'll be like, my best friend.
Yeah.
She's really cool. She
you
lives
like,
in Tennessee.
You come up in conversation all the time.
We talk like every day.
Yeah.
She's my best friend.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yes. And we hope that like
it.
All you listeners can like, you know, we hope you feel that through the show. Like you can feel like the bond we have and that we want to like share that and our views on the world and our thoughts on everything with you guys. Cause it's supposed to feel like that. It's supposed to feel like a warm cup
right.
Of coffee, sitting down with a buddy, like, and we're letting you into that,
yeah.
And, yeah.
And, like, I remember hearing those, when we first started the pod, and a lot of our family and friends would listen more, I think that was a compliment that really made me feel good, was that it felt like that.
Yeah, a lot of people said that.
And it felt good, because that's exactly what we wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But also... Sometimes you wonder if people who create media together, like, oh, are they really friends or is this just an act? Like,
yeah.
No, this is completely genuine.
No, I think it shines through. I think, you know, like, I think the genuineness hopefully shines through to everyone listening.
I think so, too. And I think hopefully knowing a bit about, like, our history together as friends and also the fact that the pod truly drew us together and the pandemic and, you know, other things, like, more than anything ever had before. Also, I hope that you maybe also appreciate the pod in a different way, just because, like, even if you don't know us, if you've never met us, just the fact that it could, like, bring us long-distance besties together, I think is really special.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Well.
You guys, we'll be seeing each other soon in person, so we'll be talking about that. Oh, it won't won't be our next episode, but pretty soon we'll be going to a conference, and that's going to be really fun. But first, you got to go to your CSUN conference, so we're all wishing you the best time ever there.
Thank you so much. Yes. I will probably come back with little voice, as always happens.
Yes, as always happens with every conference, right? For all of us. I mean, that is the true hallmark of a good time. No voice.
It in fact is, and I cannot wait to record again in a couple weeks.
Can't wait. And we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.